Delighted to say, joined by Donegal manager Jim McGuinness. He only has a few minutes here to join us because he's a wanted man. Everybody wants to get him on site. We have him here now in the hot seat for a minute. Yeah, but a Q&A here, Jim. Thanks very much for joining us. Back-to-back victories, Jim, after McKenna Cup victory. Great start for your team into the new season.
Aye, good, Brendan. A lot of positives today, and then obviously a lot of areas to work on as well. We did a really good job in the first half on their kick-out. Second half, they got 12 out of 12 away, you know, so they really upped the ante in that. And then just the wee discipline parts in the second half as well. Too many free kicks there. You know, Sean O'Shea's not going to miss them, but like Rory Began or any of these guys that are elite, they're just not going to miss, you know. So area to work on there as well. And then the goal was disappointing as well. You know, not enough communication, not enough people taking control. And we had a couple of times where we could have secured the ball and we didn't and stuff. So the time of year, that's just the bottom line, the time of year. There's a lot of things to work on, but if you take a step back and look at the overall performance and take them bits and pieces out, there's a lot of good positives there.
At the time, we really controlled the game. It was surprising that element was in it at the end. Sean O'Shea, brilliant, I suppose, and as you said, Jim, we were probably architects of our own misfortune there in terms of how we were playing it. Just a wee word on carrying that first half and that deep zonal, you know, playing that game of system, we come out in the second half, is that going to be talked about a bit? Do you think sometimes a bit of one-way traffic coming? If we ever did that there, people kind of call us out. What do you think of the way Derry set up, Kerry set up in the game?
Aye, listen, I don't have an opinion, Brendan. There's enough debate going on about that. You can beat that drum, but
I will beat that drum for you. Don't need to worry about
listen,
it.
Listen, I suppose the advantage of playing Ballyshannon, Letterkenny, all these, you know, venues is that you know the pitch, like, you know, and we knew that, you know, that's not the scoring zone, and the pitch will always play sort of right to left and the wind and stuff. And I think that played out with Michael's couple of twos at the beginning of the second half. He knew that, you know, that he could put it up there and the ball would travel. But Kerry were on to that as well. They knew that it was going to be a tricky enough wee win there to sort of kick into and to run into and stuff. It was very, very compact, you know, and even though we were stretching it and putting players inside, you know, they never really moved from that zone. But I still thought that a lot of our decision making was really good, and we did, even though the spaces were narrower, if you like, we still found those pockets and got a lot of good shots off.
Yeah, certainly. And of course, listen, that's a tight group you have there, Jim, because I think from our time, you remember we used to say the team was announced, and before we get back to our various houses, somebody would have the team. But listen, you kept Michael Murphy and Oisín Gallen, obviously a complete secret, because so many people have been asking me, what's the story? I said, listen, nobody in their own families knows, nobody talks. I said, but listen, from a Donegal perspective, Jim, to see the two guys there today, they come on the pitch, both scoring, like you look at it, I suppose, a game to come in. Michael come in last and really changed the games in many ways against our man Derry. Wasn't that type of game today, but you could see his hunger when he went on, and the same with Oisín, to have the two guys back at this time of year now, Jim, in terms of the build up for their fitness to get ready, obviously, for championship. Brilliant to see them back.
I know, great, Brendan. And listen, to be honest with you, I'm a bit like yourself. I don't know what's happening either with them because you know, the S&C part of it is so important now. And they come back to us when they're ready, and that's the reality. And we knew that they were in the environment and they were doing bits and pieces, and there was a wee bit of integration here and a bit of integration there. But ultimately, it'll come down to like a one or two or three sessions on the bounce where, you know, they're starting to get a bit of traction. And then it's a conversation with themselves, you know. And so the two of them had a couple of really good weeks there, and they felt strong, and they didn't feel that there was any risks involved. And we said, you know what, then if that is the case, we can see how the game goes. And it worked out that we were able to get them in, and hopefully now we can build that over the course of the next number of weeks as we play the next five games.
Yeah, and certainly, Jim, just looking at, you mentioned big kick-outs yourself, you know, having Kieran Gallagher back in the squad, you know, McGee, Langan, obviously, you know, Keelan in there, McFadden, is that an area now, Jim, you think you're going to have to do a bit of an overload with height, because it is the one and illusion of many matches, that kick-out area?
Yeah, listen, there's a lot going on in kick-outs, to be honest with you. You know, a bit like Dublin, Kerry, when they were getting them away, what they were doing well is running out the middle and then deciding where they're going to go left or right, and they were trying to create an overload so they could leave players on the weak side of the zone. And areas, you know, there's a lot going on in the pod as well. You know, and you can see that with all the games there's a lot of blocking going on. There's a lot of it's difficult to get off the ground, you know, and you could have maybe four or five people in an area, and then so you've seen the Kerry guys coming and one guy comes and fetches, but the way has been cleared, if you like. The same was happening last night and the games, and I think that's a trend that's in the game now. People are understanding that blocking out and blocking and stepping across guys, and you know, all of that is becoming very important to try and secure a primary possession on kickouts and stuff. So I see
a couple
that
of great kicks from Mulroney as well. Kickouts were fantastic, you know, pinpoint as well. Great performance from him.
No, brilliant. But I do think that, you know, it's where the game's going. The ball's going more and more longer, you know, so people are getting more switched on to what happens at the breakdown, I think.
Yeah, and finally, two weeks, Jim, and the Mayo again. But like last year, you know, we want to get settled in the division and build the World Championship, of course, because it's Ulster and because we're different from many of the teams in Division 1. So 2 weeks now, what happens in between in the lead-up to Mayo? Is there room for, you know, a certain type of training, or is it just like you've seven games in 9 weeks, you're balancing the league more than looking ahead to the Championship?
No, it's very difficult to do anything within the week. You know, you're very limited in the first session and you're limited in the second session as well, you know, so this gives you a chance now, not necessarily to be pushing buttons from a physical point of view, but maybe to take a step back and look at the whole picture and then decide what sort of couple of areas that you want to go after in the next 2 weeks in terms of the tactical aspects. That time is just isn't there when there's a 1 week turnaround. So that's what we'll do. Between the two games, Mayo are going very, very well. They've a lot of big men themselves, you know, they've two midfielders and one at 10, one at 12 and one at 14. And a very small, skillful player at 11, you know, that gives them great balance. Tommy Conroy in the corner, young.
Right, O'Donnell, yeah.
And a very, very young up and coming player in the other corner. So yeah, listen, there'll be a big challenge. They beat Dublin today, so yeah, we know what's coming, and we only have three home games, so we'll be trying to focus in on that. But at the same time, our goals before the season begun for the league was try and get as many through them safely as possible, try and develop depth within the squad and give young lads a chance. And you know, 4 points on the board now does allow more of that to happen. You know, you're looking for six to be safe, and we've got four after two games, so hopefully now we can do that and we can let the rope out gently as we go now and give fellas maybe, you know, a game or a full game or, you know, thereabouts, and give them an opportunity to put their hand up. You know, we've seen that with Kerry the day and young Kennedy and Brendan and all of that going on them. You know, it's a good challenge, and you're going to learn more about them in that environment.